Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, as it would happen, is the big 4-0 for Ingram Micro. The distributor crosses an anniversary that's pretty rare for a technology company at this point in our industry's history. And it's not an anniversary that's lost on Ingram Micro Canada either. As Country Chief Executive Bill Brandle says, the company has been partying since, about May. On this edition of the podcast, we're joined by Brandle, who's been with Ingram 22 of those 40 years, to discuss where the distributor finds itself at 40 years old. We touch on the evolution Brandle has seen at Ingram over those times in terms of both its business model and its culture, and how Ingram is celebrating around the world, including efforts to give back, and of course, here in Canada, a hockey tournament. We also crystal ball a little and think about what the next 20 or 40 years of Ingram Micro might look like. It's a great interview, so let's get right into it. My chat with Ingram Micro Canada's Bill Brandle. Bill, thanks for taking the time, as always.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Rob.
So here we are, the 40th anniversary birthday of Ingram Micro. Quite a momentous occasion for any tech company. This is a relatively young industry, after all. I guess to throw it open, your general thoughts on Ingram at 40.
Wow. It's been quite an exciting journey, I have to say. Now, I personally have only been with the company for 22 of those 40 years. But what I can tell you is in those years, I've seen quite a transformation, an amazing transformation within this company. You know, Ingram Micro, when it first originated and it started servicing the IT channel from a logistics perspective, you know, really the value was, you know, we can get you anything you need next day. And I think when you look back on that and you think that that's how we started, it's been exciting to see how much we've grown. When you look at how today our ability to provide complete IT solutions to and through our partners with value-added services right from architecture, you know, design and architecture work straight to implementation, it's really, truly quite amazing. Then if you look at how we built out our three routes to market or our three motions around our technology solutions, which is really the data center and all of the traditional technology solutions that we've been providing for 40 years, you look at our cloud, our automated cloud marketplace, and how we've really accelerated the cloud space and our ability to service that market. And then, of course, with our third-party logistics and CLS practice, how we've been able to help companies really navigate the complexities of delivering across Canada. When I look at that and what we've become after 40 years, it's quite amazing.
And I have about the same tenure view, kind of watching Ingram from the outside. And yeah, the transformation of you guys and your peers in distribution, it seemed to be that we spent a lot of time writing variations on buy from us, not the other guys. And there's a lot less focus on that, you know, that pick, pack, and ship message, as you point out. Wanted to get your thoughts on what's going on at Ingram, both in Canada and throughout the organization to celebrate this occasion. You know, it's not every day, as we said, a tech company turns the big 4-0.
No, you're not kidding. Absolutely. And, you know, it's been fun. We've had, starting the first week of May, we really started partying. You know, for a lack of better word, we've been celebrating since May and all the way up until June 16th when we have our cake cutting and everything that goes along with that. But, you know, we've had a lot of fun. We did a throwback photo opportunity. So for those, you know, we have a lot of tenured associates. We have folks that go back, you know, longer than me, 30, 35 plus years of the 40. And it's fun to look at some of the pictures that people are submitting on the throwback photos, right? You can't believe that you actually were that young at one point in your life. We've done a lot of that. We've done, we actually partnered with the birthday charity, where we're, the Cake Box charity, where we're putting together, packages for needy families up north, where it's really expensive for them to be able to put on a birthday party, and we're right. collecting those items, and we partnered with them to provide those charitable donations, which has been fun, directly linked to the whole birthday theme.
Yeah,
we're doing a wishing your micro a happy birthday card, so we have a contest out there for everyone to actually create a birthday message for Ingram, where it really captures kind of our core tenets and how we approach the business. So that's been a lot of fun. But what I would tell you today, the most fun we've had here in Canada is we had a shinny hockey tournament that was, it was absolutely incredible.
Oh, nice.
I've never seen this organization respond so favorably. And I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun. I actually participated. I have to say, I felt like I had quite a target on my back, as many times I felt people slapping a stick out of my hand and knocking into me. But I got to tell you, we had just a great day, a big company barbecue, and a lot of fun. And all tied it into the whole birthday celebration theme.
Nice. And it's, again, a not every day moment that you get to take the boss into the boards. So that is, that'd be a lot of fun
yeah,
for the coworkers.
Yes, sure. Don't know if I'll do that again, but man, it was fun once.
Right on. You know, you say you've been with the organization about 20 years. What's sort of the biggest evolution culturally for Ingram in the time that you've been there?
Oh, that's a great question. I think for me personally, I think the thing I've noticed the most is, you know, we really were focused from our roots around logistics and being really, really good and efficient at what we did.
Mm-hmm.
I think culturally, the thing I see that's very, very different is we really had grown to a customer experience organization, really focused around driving customer experience. And that drives a lot of the addition of our value-added services. So when you look at how we've grown in this industry and how all of the value-added services that we've layered on over the years, it really came as a result of that customer focus, that real trying to drive a delightful experience or, you know, delight the customer type of approach. And I think it really is from a top down, from our CEO on down, you know, that customer experience is key.
All right. We talked a little bit about what's going on in Canada. Worldwide, you know, what have you heard that other folks at Ingram are doing to celebrate? And is there a sort of a big corporate-wide party planned for today?
Yeah, no. So today it's the big cake cutting and the big ceremony, right? Today we're going to really celebrate the day. And I think that's happening around the world where everyone is bringing in a custom-made cake to celebrate, having a big celebration. We're doing some fun fake facts contests about the company. We have a desk dropper that we're giving out treats. And then, of course, we have everyone's able to dress in their summer attire. So people are wearing shorts and flip-flops around the office, which is always well-received.
Right.
People don't have to worry about their dry cleaning.
All right. Good stuff. Not a bad first 40 years for an organization that sort of started out of book selling or book distribution. Love to get your thoughts on where you see things going for the next 40 years. Surely, probably at least as much transformation as we saw in the first 40.
Oh yeah, I think, you know, Rob, I think the transformation is happening at such an accelerated rate. And when you look at where technology is going, when you look at IoT, you look at AI, you look at machine learning, and you look at some of these areas that are starting to explode, you know, at one point cloud was the buzzword. I mean, you start looking at these, where the future of technology is going. And I think what you're going to really see is this as a service model really start to take shape. And you're going to see a lot more technology solutions delivered and consumed and acquired differently. So I think as we continue to build out our strategy moving forward, you know, the as a service is absolutely top priority to be able to deliver all of this great technology the way customers want to receive it, by how they want to consume it, and how they want to pay for it. And I think we're going to play an instrumental role in that.
It certainly is, I think, a testament to the evolution of Ingram. You think about the names that have come and gone and either disappeared or been acquired or merged into yourself or your peers or gone other directions. Distribution is certainly not an easy game, and it's always challenging.
Yeah, you could say that again. But with challenge comes, you know, and complexity comes, it makes it interesting and a lot of fun.
Fair enough. And it sounds like you guys have got a lot of fun.
I always tell my team, if this job was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Very true. Very true. I hope you guys enjoyed the occasion and all the best for life at 40 and beyond.
Great. Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate the time today, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Wish you could be here for a piece of cake.
Someday.
There you have it. Ingram Micro at 40 is seen through the eyes of Ingram Micro Canada Country Chief Executive Bill Brandel. I'd like to thank Bill for taking the time to chat, thank Ingram Micro Canada for its continuing support of the site, and, of course, thank you for listening. Oh, and equally as important, happy birthday, Ingram. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the show, please do leave us a review on your preferred podcatcher. And don't forget you can subscribe in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you don't miss a show. Till next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.